Blog Talk Radio. Don. Good evening, Dons and Divas. Welcome to another episode of GQ Palace Radio Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. You have your host in here, T. I think we got our other hosts in here, Jen.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey,
Rachel.
Yes, good evening.
And we're about to go in tonight. What's up, ladies?
What's up,
hey.
Hey. How's everybody? Is everybody ready for Thanksgiving?
Very ready.
Yes, yes, I am.
So what's the plans for tomorrow, ladies?
Well, me, as far as Jen, my mom's and them doesn't need me to do the ham, so that's already done and out the way, thank God. I'm just trying to do nothing else. Got my nails did, my hair did, got the outfit.
You go,
trying
girl.
To look all cute and sexy.
Ow.
Well, me, I will be working for a little bit, and then I will be going over to my sister's house. I'm bringing
okay.
a couple of pies. I don't have to cook anything. Thanks. I'm thankful for that. But I'll be over at my sister's house eating as much as I can.
What kind of pies you making?
Wait a minute. Rachel,
I'm sorry.
I know my pie is in UPS. I know it's on the way.
Well, sorry to say, ladies, I did not make them. I picked them up already made.
I don't care. As long as mine is in the mail, we good.
Okay,
we're good.
No, I want mine homemade.
You want it homemade? Okay, next year.
I gotta wait till next year.
Wait a minute. Christmas coming. Christmas is coming.
Oh, right. I haven't even planned that out yet.
But she said next year.
Look, it'll be here before you know it.
Uh-huh.
I know.
You know, I don't know, for some reason, mm-hmm. seemed like this season has just come around so quick.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, it is what it is, you know, and we're going to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seemed like it has come so quick.
Good question.
Yeah.
Did we do the 4th of July?
Exactly.
Because it's cool, we just did the 4th of July.
We did. Look, unfortunately, we did. You know, so, like I said, it is what it is, and
mm-hmm.
we're going to make things happen. The Diva Squad is, man, you know, I just love my Diva Squad, for real.
I love you, too. I love y'all,
love
ladies,
you.
Too.
I love you.
I don't know about it pumping like the Diva Squad. And so, you know, actually the phone lines are open.
Mm-hmm.
646-200-3838. If you'd like to come in and chime in with the Diva Squad, press 1. If not, just hold the line. But we would very much appreciate if y'all come and talk to us, you know, because it's about to go down.
It's about to go down.
Yes,
you know, look, I don't know what nobody else came here for, but I know what I came here for.
I know what the Diva Squad is here for.
Yes.
This is what we do. This is what we do. For real. We do this. So with that being said, you know, anybody want to pop off that topic?
Well, the topic tonight is, now, you go to your family members for Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
As soon as you walk in the door with your new spouse, you see your ex with their new spouse.
Mm.
So, that's
really
that's,
now.
Yeah, really.
Really?
That's kind of scary right there.
You know what? Not really. Because, you know, you said my ex, right?
Mm-hmm, your ex.
Okay. Remember, what's that ex mean? Out of there. He's an ex for a reason.
Well, I'm
going to say I've been there, done that, And it was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing.
So you enjoyed yourself.
You know, he had no problems with, I mean, you know, hey, I spoke to her, you know, because, hey, me and him couldn't get along.
Uh-huh.
But we moved on. And,
wow.
You know, hey, I don't wish you no bad luck, baby.
Uh-huh.
I wish you all the love and luck in the world. Honestly, I do.
Wow. Well,
you know.
Before I touch on that subject, we have Kia on the line.
Okay. Okay. Kia?
Kia, are you there?
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Very
sweetie.
Thank
how are you?
Welcome. I'm good. I'm much better today. A little much better today.
Well, welcome to GQ Palace Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Did you hear our topic for tonight?
I heard your topic. Yes, I did.
What's your input?
Because no way my ex would show up at the same party that I'm at. Can invite him to a party with his ex. Believe me, y'all, they know me, that nobody. That's difficult. There's no way.
Well, see, the thing with me is, actually, it was my daughter's father.
Okay.
My family,
wow.
I mean, me and this man was together off and on, 18 to 20 years.
Okay.
My family, like, we all grew up together.
Wait, you said 20 years?
Yeah.
20 years. Well, I think we got somebody that got a 20-year ex-marriage on the line. Shelly. I think we have Shelly on the line. Shelly, are you there?
What's up, Shelly? Happy Thanksgiving, babe. How y'all doing? Doing great. Welcome.
We can't complain. I know I can't.
I won't. Put it that way, I won't complain.
All right.
Well,
Shelly, welcome to GQ Palace Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Did you hear our topic for tonight?
I did hear it.
Okay.
Me personally, I mean, if, like P said, if it's the ex, it's the ex. I mean, if there's no animosity or none of that going on, I don't see no problem with it. I mean, you know, if we go all there for Thanksgiving or whatever, you know, I'm basically the fix to my plate. I'm not there to care about who else is there. I'm just chilling, so I'm good.
Right.
You know, like I say, the thing is, my family, that's the way they roll.
And I,
like I say, I'm not mad at him for that. Not at all. Because he didn't do anything to them.
Right.
You know,
right.
We broke up. Hey, I was just, like, right now, I really don't like him, but I mean, I deal with him.
To some
degree. But it wasn't a harsh breakup. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of a him, I think we have a male on the line. I think we have Dre on the line.
Whoa, what up, Dre?
Hey, good evening.
What's up, Dre?
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to all the ladies.
Same to you.
And I got to say a shout out to the one that said about the 4th of July. Boom, boom. Fourth of July was about 4 or 5 months ago. But I'm feeling good tonight, and I feel the topic. You come into the place, and you see your ex, and you got yours, and they got theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, as a male point of view, you go in there and be like, I know what the lady's thinking about. I'm gonna make this nigga feel that he missed something. And the male gonna think about, I'm gonna make her think she missed
exactly.
So you're gonna try to bring the best thing in the house, and she gonna try to bring the best thing in the house. You know, even though the people at the party or the little congregation ain't even thinking about what y'all talking about, but y'all trying to make each other look like who got the best on the arm.
True,
exactly.
But an X is an X. You move on.
Mm-hmm.
But
it does happen like
but
that.
But the other hand. The other side of your shoulder saying, I'm going to make her feel like she miss me. And she gonna say, she miss me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Can I get something here? You can get an amen on that one, baby.
But you know the
point,
Trey.
Even though you're trying to have a good time, but each other is trying to make each other feel like I don't miss you and you don't miss me. But deep down inside, you're trying to outdo each other.
See, but you know what? It shows who's grown and who's not grown.
There you go.
Because if you put up more of a front or show that I'm not paying you no attention, then they may think, well, he or she's not paying me no attention. Maybe they're really in love. Maybe they really like each other. Or maybe that person is trying to make me jealous.
Wait a minute. When the alcohol kick in, it'll be another story. Everybody hold that thought. We're going to go to a song, Hooked on You by LVM.
All right.
Hooked on You.
Here it is. Girl, I
Did you hear what that song said, T?
Then press pound.
It's hooked on you.
Hooked on you.
Ah.
Can't hide.
Please
enter
your password.
But you know what?
Then press
pound. I can hide, and I ain't hooked on him no more. So. Do we still have our callers?
Please enter your password. Then press pound.
I'm still here.
Okay. Go ahead.
Please enter your password. Then press pound.
Oh, somebody needs to turn their phone off because
phone messing up.
Unfortunately, the system cannot process your entries. Please try again later. Goodbye.
Oh, somebody debit card messed up. Going blast.
You got 20 years, and I think Shelly said she got 20 years. What about the ones that don't have 20 years, maybe have 2 years, just split up, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they should be invited to a family function.
I will definitely agree with you on that,
mm-hmm.
Kia, because now, you know, since then, yeah, I ain't going to say I've had numerous of partners, but I've had a couple of partners, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I was to go to one of our friends or family members, and you got, you know, he ends up there, why do I need to see you?
Right.
You know, whoever invited them is looking for a problem.
Yes.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
If we don't, I mean, you know that we were only together for a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can use it as a scenario. My ex was like, me and his father was tight knit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I had spoke with him. This was a couple of years ago. And I was like, what's up, Pop? You know, and he was like, nothing, baby. You know, you coming over for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I said, who's going to be there? Well, your boy and his ex. I said, I won't be there.
Mm-hmm.
When they leave, you can call me. I will come by.
Right.
No, it hurt me to the bottom of my heart because that morning at 5 a.m., he passed. I didn't get to see him.
Wow.
I didn't get to see him.
Wow.
It hurt.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, and I still relive the same situation every single day.
Sure.
Now, me and his son, we do talk.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it goes back to he did not like my ex's lady now.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, but, you know, I'm like, because of her showing up, I didn't get to tell Pops I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I'm hurting. I'm hurting. And it's a situation where you say, well, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this chick didn't even talk to him that day.
Wow.
And I'm like, so I wasn't going to even go to the funeral.
Uh-huh.
You know, and the family was like, you know, Pops would be really pissed if you didn't show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it hurt so bad. And because
uh-huh.
she found out I was going,
mm-hmm.
he decided, I'm not going.
Wow.
So,
sorry, lady.
These are situations that, you know, you have to look at. That's
right.
Why I always say, tell somebody you love them. Every
right.
single day.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. And
so,
you know.
Now that's serious. That's definitely a serious.
Yeah.
Serious.
And I, honestly, it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Right. When I got that phone call like 6:30, 7 o'clock that morning,
mm-hmm.
like G's passed, I said, what?
Mm-hmm.
What did you just say?
All because of the next.
I mean, it hurt. It really, truly hurt me.
Mm.
But what could I do? I didn't want the confrontation in his home. So therefore, when he told me, even though he told me, I want you there.
Right.
No, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
This is your home. You have been in the hospital. I'm not coming.
Wow.
You know. And yes, it broke my heart, but it was nothing I could do.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you know, we got to do what we got to do.
That
when duty calls, go for it.
Right.
Don't worry about who's there.
Yeah. And
you know, and that's where I'm coming in now, because it could have been worse.
Right.
You know, what if I had passed? But it hurt me to the bottom of my heart, because, like I said, he passed. So,
you know, see, if you don't mind me saying something about
that. Go ahead.
You know, and it's a shame, because you wanted to be there because you seen him in which he was, your family.
Right.
But you just didn't want to cause more of an issue than what it would be.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes, as us being who we are, we do have to set our feelings aside.
Right,
just to please others.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's just one time, because you never know when you may lose that person, or you may not see them again, or they may not see you.
Yeah.
And, you know, you know, I don't know how many years it has been, you know.
And we had 5 years there. We had 5 years there.
So, and he, you know.
Whoever that is, it's like an echo that's coming through. But, it really, truly hurt.
And, you know, and it's going to hurt for years.
Yeah.
But you wanted to not cause a conflict.
And that's why I didn't go.
Yeah.
He wanted me to come.
Exactly.
But you not going,
you know, it hurt you more now.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you would have went and something would have happened, it would hurt. But not being there and knowing you weren't there and that happened, it hurts even more.
But you know the crazy thing? Because me and the ex, we still were talking on the phone. You know what I'm saying? And on that note, I want to bring in a song by Ron Osley, Secret Lovers, Baby. How about that?
Oh, God. Play that now.
I've been waiting for you. 15 pounds bag of potatoes, which I haven't started. So I told him I
sometimes I would participate in a talk show. You know, I can't feel potatoes yet. So, you know, you got these country southern women who, you know, you can't be out talking on the phone. You can't be talking. You got to be concentrating.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you invite your ex over?
Oh.
Did you invite your ex over?
He will not be coming over here.
All right, man.
I'm, you know, I come from a big family. I'm the youngest of my siblings. But you know, you come from a family. You do a lot of stuff. You see family, nieces and nephews, everybody. Listen to the stories. Everybody. But I think this is the year we pick like names on Thanksgiving. We pick names.
That's what's up. Mhm. That sounds beautiful.
No sickness, health. Everything is going on. Everything is there. But the deal with these southern women about cooking, about, you know, when are you going to stop cooking up a meal? I don't need to. My mama cook.
So, Miss Kim, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
What do you got going on this Thanksgiving, lady? You said, what am I thankful for? What do you have going on this Thanksgiving? I'm cooking.
I'm going home, girl.
You go, Kim.
I am cooking. I'm pulling an all-nighter, and I will be cooking.
Can I come to your house?
Right. With some drinks and everything.
All right.
Might as well enjoy it.
Sound good to me.
You know, tomorrow me and the hubby will make our rounds, you know, with the family.
There you go. There you go.
Love, you know, that way and drink some, you know. But,
right. Right.
Yeah, but I'm thankful for, I would have to say just to be able to see Thanksgiving. You know, I have health, I have my strength. You know, my mom's been doing all right. You know, the kids are good, the hubby's good. I'm thankful. You know, I'm thankful. Me and the hubby gonna get in that kitchen tonight, though. We're gonna be doing some cooking.
Well, you said
you were thankful that you didn't have to cook.
I'm not thankful for it. You know, I'm just thankful for people to see another Thanksgiving. I'm just blessed. I can't. I have no complaints. I and I'm not complaining. I have none. I'm grateful.
Right. Jen, what are you thankful for?
Thankful for just to see another year. You know, you go through so much in life, and just to see another year to be with your friends and your family and your loved ones.
Right.
I mean, that's what I can really be thankful for, and for God allowing me to wake up the next morning.
What?
That's a blessing.
It's a blessing.
You know, because not many of us get to have that.
Yep, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, since the host, Rachel, asked the question, I guess I'm next. All I can say is I'm thankful for my health and strength. You know, and God just being on my side, period.
Right.
Because without him, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Exactly.
You know, and I just want to say that I'm thankful that I made it through Sandy.
Yes.
Because that was a trying time as well, but I had God on my side. So with him on my side, nothing can go wrong.
Absolutely right.
Nothing can go wrong.
You on that roof on TV, didn't y'all?
Kim can say she see me on the roof. You know, but I love her for it because, hey, it just let me know I was on her mind and she was making sure that I was okay. You know. So
God said, still, you know you had me there. So.
Yeah. Knowing what hardhead I am, I understand that. But, you know, I'm just thankful that, you know, hey, he brought me through it.
Yeah.
So, what else can be said?
Exactly.
Nothing.
And so, with that note being said, you know what, Rachel?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I'm a hold yours because I know you got a good one. We're going to go to a song.
Okay.
And it's Wet the Bed by who? Chris Brown.
Oh.
Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most at the lip, lip, lip. Wow. Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lip, lip,
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. My head to your chest, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you sweating all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. I don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet. To get inside your mental, bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, gotta give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all those spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty, and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet.
You can tell as soon as I approach her. When you feeling uptight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. What you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like ooh, 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 ooh. About to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Luna. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
Before we go any further, do we still have everyone on the line?
Yeah, every time y'all put that music on, they like zone out and shit.
Well, we have Sean on the line. Sean.
It's still all good.
Hello?
Sean? Sean, are you there?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hello,
how are
y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Welcome to Q Palace.
Thank you. I really enjoy how y'all doing y'all thing.
Thank you.
Bunch of ladies on the station. All right. I gotta let my boys know about it. It's a bunch of ladies on the station.
The Diva Squad is in full effect.
What's your topic for this evening?
Well,
I'm asking.
Sure, no problem. The topic tonight is during Thanksgiving. You go to your family's house and you walk in the door and you see your ex and their spouse in the house, but you have your new spouse. How do you feel? What would you say?
Okay, now, is she in the house that my family, with my family?
Yes, with your family.
Okay, well, she's getting out and he's getting thrown down the steps.
Oh, God.
What?
Wow, Sean.
It's not that serious.
Plain and simple. Ain't no question to be asked because, first of all,
I agree.
Why? Go ahead, what you were saying?
I said I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, because, you know, why would you even attempt to bring, why would you even come? First of all, we ain't together. That's number one.
Right.
And then you're going to bring your boyfriend? So you're looking to get slapped, and he's looking to get slapped harder. Because, first of all, you're disrespecting me by coming. You're disrespecting my family, whether they told you or not to come. If we're not together, you know, don't come. You understand? Plain and simple, don't come. Because, see, you got people that, you got family members that do things like that.
Right.
They will invite your ex or whatever the case is. But when you do it to them, it's a whole totally different story.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's the bad part about it. Because they don't understand when it's done to them. See, people can see when it's done to other people, but they can't see when it's done to themselves.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, you...
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you think maybe one of those times you could just, like, let it run off your shoulders just for that day?
Yeah, you know what? I'll let it run off my shoulder, down my arm, into my fist, into their jaw.
Ooh. Ow.
I don't mean I'm sorry for sounding so violent, but let me tell you, I was actually in a situation like that.
Okay.
I broke up with my ex, and she took her boyfriends to my aunt's house. You understand?
Wow.
But I didn't get there in time.
Mm-hmm.
Because a family member called and told me they was there. And I was with my boys, too. You know, we was going to get Thug Mansion on them.
Wow.
Mm. You know, I actually been in a situation like that. You know, I ran into them one day at a basketball game, and I asked them. And he was like, yo, well, you know, she asked me to come. I said, well, you was looking to get your... A kicked.
Right.
Because even if she asked you to come, I don't care if that's your woman or not. That was my ex, and she coming to my family house. Do you actually think you would have made it out of that house safe and sound about it? Got there?
Not.
I agree.
I feel you on that.
Yeah, but to me, some dudes, excuse my, I'm going to say punani, some dudes let that punani get to them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
True. And they ain't used to it. They ain't used to a good one.
Yep.
That I feel you on that.
You get wrecked.
That's the bad thing about it.
And like you said, it's a family member because my sister probably would have been enough to invite him.
Uh-huh.
To invite him.
Well, I know one thing. I'm grateful for my peace of mind because all the situations that I've been through when you know the ex brought one of the new mates around my family,
mm-hmm.
and I could have just blown off the handle. I'm so grateful. I got to say I'm grateful that I have peace of mind, because if I hadn't been the person that I used to be, it would have been several rolling off the shoulders and down the arm and to the fist, like Sean said. So.
I hear you.
I like that, Sean. I like that.
Everybody's
going to
be saying that now.
I'm sorry, ladies. I had stepped away for a minute. Can y'all just get it? Y'all let me know what's going on.
I'm going to.
We got a few of them that are liking what you're saying.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like how
you know, but that's what some guys really need to realize, you know what I mean? Some females, too, don't get me wrong. Like they say, the guys is the biggest dogs or whatever, but some men, you know, they know where they stand. All of us ain't dogs, you know.
Right.
But when you do a situation like
that's true.
It builds you to that point where you really, the whole persona just changes and you look like, okay, not only is she playing me, but he's playing me as well by coming with her.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
No?
And in that scenario, it doesn't matter even if you got kids.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, it is disrespect.
Very.
That's why I backed up. I said no.
I wouldn't. Some of my family members would invite my ex. Man, I would smack them all in the face. I wish they would. I don't care if we weren't together for 10 years. It's been 10 years. I wish they would.
Exactly. I would
invite them over there if you want to.
Like you say, it's disrespect.
Exactly, but unfortunately, we all have, you know, at least some of us have those family members that will bring, you know,
where they love drama.
They
love drama.
We had lost Kim. Kim, are you back?
Yeah, girl, I'm here. I was
welcome
talking.
Back. Welcome back.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
I was listening to Sean.
you like Sean's voice and what he's saying?
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe we made
a match. What?
Maybe we can make a love connection for Thanksgiving.
So really get that trigger
high. Sean, are you still with us?
Hello,
now
Sean.
We're going to try to pick him back up. Wow.
It takes a lot to go. You got to have, because right here, I commend you, restraint. That's restraint.
Thank you.
I commend you.
That's good.
You got to get out of the house and come back and you see your ex there with straight. I commend you. That's a lot of restraint. Because I'm telling you right now, that's what's important for me. Because I do not have no restraint when it comes to that.
It definitely took a lot.
Yeah. That's why I said, you know, I'd rather not go.
Right.
You know, because I don't care if it is your home.
Mm-hmm.
That's also your son.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Even if I have someone at a time, I don't want to be there when he's there.
Right.
You know? It's nothing with me and him anymore, but I don't want to be in the same vicinity of the two.
Because if
you cross me wrong,
it's going to be a problem.
And it depends on my mood, it's going to be a serious problem.
Yeah. Right.
So therefore, kick rocks. I'm out of there.
This is going down.
You know. And like I said, I ain't crying no more. I'm done. I'm done with it. and you know, with me saying that one too, you know, I know Dre, you kind of like bringing it down.
Yeah, you're making us sad, too. Make me all
sad. No. I hope I don't bring it down.
Look, I'm just joking. I'm talking about that bottle that's in the back.
Listen, I hope I don't bring it down a little bit more, because I need to bring Miss Mary J on here. Because like I said, I ain't crying no more, and I know y'all ain't crying.
Oh,
so let's bring Mary J on here. We ain't crying no more.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Taking care of some things while I'm talking to y'all on the phone, so I do apologize.
It's all good. It's all
it's
good.
Okay.
Appreciate that you're back.
Thank you. Oh. Thank you. I want to know, did I miss anything? Was anything going on?
Well, you did miss
topics.
Something.
Because you know what? I did. Whatever did I miss?
We got a young lady that's really liking your style and everything else.
Oh, wow.
I'm wondering if maybe I can make a love connection up on this bad boy tonight. M is really feeling what you're saying and all of that.
Oh, okay. Well, it's Kim, I'm in Boston. Are you in Boston?
Oh, snap.
Actually, I'm not in Boston.
Can you be in Boston?
Of course I can. I can. It sounds weird,
you know. Some things do work very, long distance.
You sound very radiant yourself, Kim.
Whoa. Ooh. Ow. Oh, snap. Sean.
Yes.
Do you have somebody, Kim? Do you have somebody? Y'all need to make that connect for real, for real.
I like to have Sean. Can I get Sean for Thanksgiving?
Well, you never know.
Can you make that happen? Possibly?
You never know. Where you at, Kim?
I'm going to have to talk to you about that later. You know, sidebar. I'll give the switchboard operator my number.
Okay, yeah, that'll work. That'll work. You do make sure that y'all hold a line afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure,
we can
I'm not
get,
going
you know.
Nowhere.
Oh, snap. Go. Ooh. Wow. John is like really sounding like Barry White over there.
Yeah.
I don't blame you, Kim. I was wrong for that one too, hon.
So, like, somebody. This is exactly how I am. No. But, you know, I kind of like your show, ladies. I really have.
Thank you.
Thank you
and
very much.
And you're welcome to make sure that you tune in every Wednesday because the Diva
sure
Squad
will
be getting it in, as you see.
I see. The Diva Squad. How many is it of y'all?
It's three of us. It's three of y'all.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The Diva Squad. I like
but
that.
But we don't play.
Like okay. I see. Y'all take it real serious. That's how you're supposed to do it, you know.
Yeah.
Take it real serious.
Yeah.
No.
We also have another male. Dre, are you still with us?
Wake up, Dre.
Dre.
Did Dre go through?
Maybe Dre took a break, but, really, thanks for coming. I mean, honestly.
I don't mind if Dre choose to go, hey.
So
no
you
problem.
Here, but wait a minute. We can't have you talking. You know, like, cause we gonna make a love connect here tonight.
Okay.
They're gonna do.
Sounds good to
Kim
me.
Is really feeling you.
I'm really feeling Kim too. I like the way she's sounding and everything.
I like this.
Yeah.
I really like the way she sounds. You know.
Yeah. Oh, nice. You quiet, sweetie.
Sounds like she's a strong, independent black woman with a good head on the shoulder. Just by a person's voice, you can tell how they sound and what they're about.
Exactly, exactly.
That I am.
Yes.
Maybe somebody will be thankful for Thanksgiving and all.
Honey, I already feel it. They already thankful.
Yeah. I kind of like this, though. Just to keep it real with tellings. I kind of like it, though.
We're glad that you do, though, Sean. Seriously.
How many ladies actually on the line?
We actually have about, with the Diva Squad, we have maybe like three other ladies on.
Okay,
Shelly, are you still there? Shelly?
Uh-oh. We might have dropped Shelly.
Shelly was cooking our dinner. You had a lot of noise going on in the background. You might have to go. Tia, we still have Tia, right?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I guess we got Kim, Kia. But you shouldn't be worried about nobody but the lady Kim that's like really.
I'm not worried about nobody else but Kim. I just like to know.
Right.
I just like to know who's around, you know.
The Diva Squad. The Diva Squad consists of
three.
Myself, Rachel, and T.
And
Jay. Yes.
Hi. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, can
I
ask you?
Well, you know what? I'm loving this connect. just because, you know, hey, it seemed like it's just going to be wow. Oh,
okay.
Ow.
What are y'all ladies thankful for? You don't mind me asking. You know, it's Thanksgiving. I said, you know, it's Thanksgiving. Everybody usually say at the table what they thankful for. They say their prayers
right,
and everything.
Right.
What are y'all ladies thankful for?
Oh. Oh, what was that, Kim?
I said, Sean, I'm thankful for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Sean. What are you thankful for, Sean?
Yeah. I'm hoping to get Kim on a plate instead of a turkey.
Yeah. All righty then. That sounds real nice. Like I said, Sean, earlier, I'm thankful for life that I survived Sandy, the hurricane. And
we had lost Sean for a little while, so he didn't hear what we were thankful for. Okay.
You know, I'm thankful and blessed that I will have food on my table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I've got a lot to be thankful for just being here.
Mm-hmm.
And the other Diva Squad, as well as Kia, and we are taking to Kia right now. Then, Rachel, you can proceed with the rest of the people if you like. But Kia, can you tell Sean what you're thankful for?
Sean, what I'm thankful for is just to be alive, just to be here, just like Kermit P said, having food on the table, less than other people. I'm just grateful. I'm blessed, and I'm thanking God that I'm blessed.
Okay.
Jen.
Well, me being thankful for, I mean, it's just so much to be thankful for because, you know, like T was just saying about Sandy, I mean, a lot of people have lost their homes, their loved ones.
Yeah.
I'm just grateful to wake up every morning.
Yeah, exactly.
To be able to have a roof over my head and see my friends and family another day and hopefully another year.
Mm-hmm.
And with his grace, I will, and everyone else will.
Yep. Right. And myself, Rachel, I was saying that I was thankful for a peace of mind because all of the situations that I had gone through with my ex and his, you know, new girlfriend being at my family member's functions, I'm so glad that I kept my head on and didn't, you know, use that roll off the shoulder and down the arm into the fist, you know, move that you would use, Sean. So I'm grateful for my peace of mind.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, it's good that you think like that because, like they say, some situations, you know, a male don't actually think before they react sometimes. But once you see a situation like that, you just automatically react, which is good. I wasn't there at the time it happened to me.
Right.
Same with the outcome would have been. And it ain't like I care for my ex. It was just the fact of it was like a disrespectful thing on my behalf that she did.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I see it. And I feel whether you have kids or not, it's always going to be a family member that's going to be like, well, you know, come over, you know, and, you know, it's Thanksgiving or it's Christmas or whatever the holiday is. It's always a family member that invite them over. But I guess sometimes you have to just, like, try to keep your cool.
Uh-huh.
You can tell your family member, well, if you invite them, then I'm not going to come. And, you know, but why have them stop your fun? Just be like, at some point, you know what? They got to go. When you get there, they got to go. Plain and simple.
Right.
You know?
So don't you think that, I mean, me personally, I don't have any, you know, ill will towards any of, you know, my exes, but I'm just saying, like, if I walk into a place and my ex is there, you know, regardless if I have my, you know, my new mate with me or not, but if I walk in there, oh, he better get up and walk out, and somebody better tell me who invited him there, because you knew I was coming, you know, so what you trying to start, then you knew I was going to be there, and that's going to be an awkward for both of the spouses, you know. It's
going to
be awkward. Who wants that on a holiday time and stuff like that, you know?
I agree.
True.
I agree.
I definitely agree with you.
Unnecessary drama, you
Mm-hmm. Can everybody hold that thought? I want to go to a song, Stereotype by Jayla Shay.
Okay.
You're easy on the eyes, and you dress nice from head to toe. You got your hair good looking nice, you just might be special. I really like your style, and I love the way you smile. Gives me the butterflies whenever he says hi. Ain't no way I can let you get away, I feel so lucky. You're my stereotype, you're the kind of guy I like. I'm so happy to have met you.
Because it's going to happen. Oh, all right. It's already been said and done. So it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
I love a woman like that. Take charge. I like that.
Uh-huh. It's a wrap.
I love a woman that take charge.
So Shawnee Kim has officially said, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
They have made that love connect. And I love you guys. But make sure that you tune in next Wednesday, same time, same place, same Diva Squad.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing less other things occur, you know.
Well, no. Don't even let that stand in your way. Still be here with us. Then you go ahead and do what you got to do. After the Diva Squad give you what we get.
Hopefully she'll be cuddling with me on the next
and they'll be calling.
I think she will. I think
yes,
she will.
Oh, yes, I will.
Austin, watch out. Because you got some fire coming to you.
I believe my hoes could put. I believe my hoes could put the fire out. You know, when it gets too hot.
Oh snap!
Well, I'm sure it can. I'm excited.
You know what? That sounds like another topic too.
Yeah,
your
exactly.
Hoes put that fire out. Wow.
Well, you know, you make sure at the end of the night, you know, you break that bone, that wishbone. Maybe your dream will come true.
Look, Jen. No, ain't no need of breaking the wishbone. It's already true. They already made the connect.
That's right. Here on DC Towers.
Yes, not other. Oh, and Sean, while you on the line, we do big things 5 days a week with 6 different shows in 5
now.
Days.
How did y'all come up with the name GQ Palace? Where did the name actually come from?
Our CEO.
It's a unique name.
Our CEO.
Okay.
Because he's all about the dollar bills, baby.
Oh, okay.
And he does big things 24/7. When he can't make it work, he make it work anyway, by all means necessary.
He hit all
corners.
I have to say that the CEO of this show is the ultimate, the best that I've ever ran into. You know, we've been on the air for a year now.
Oh.
We started out
wow.
with one show, 3 people. We now have, like I said, 6 shows, 5 days a week,
mm-hmm.
and 10 to 11 hosts.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
good, you know.
He made it happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. As long as y'all stick together, y'all team is going to always be strong.
Yeah, tight knit. I mean, seriously. I wouldn't want to work with a different person, seriously.
I agree.
Like I said, the man made it happen. And that's why we're where we are today, because of him.
Very true.
And all the callers and listeners, we are grateful that you tune in. Those of you who are listening, who you know who's not pressing one, we thank you. We thank you for our fan base.
Yes,
we thank you for those of you who call into the show. Like
yes.
we have 6 shows 5 days a week. We have
yes.
Monday a dual show. Actually, we have Jeff Dallas. From 8 to 9, I believe it is. And then we have Dr. Feelgood from 9 to 10, if I'm correct.
Yes. 7
and
to 9
then,
for Steph Dallas.
Okay. And then and then Tuesdays we have General Palace Sports with the mayor. And Wednesday,
we have
of course,
sports
we have.
Thing going on too.
Yes.
And yes, we have sports
okay.
Tuesdays. And then we have, of course, the Diva Squad. Here, Love and Fantasy on Wednesdays, and then Friday we get a little day off. Thursday we get a little day off, and Friday we have our CEO, Rich Money, starts the general question.
Love and Entertainment.
Uh-huh, 6 o'clock he starts, and he's on for a few hours, actually. It's a great show.
That's 6 to 9.
Uh-huh, 6 to 9. And then we have Sunday, Spiritual Sundays also.
Okay,
with
Lavina.
Lavina is our host. And her show is, what, like 8 to
7 to 9.
Seven to nine.
And she also have a co-host, Pastor Sanders.
Yes.
So, you know, anytime, feel free to tune in. The number, as you call, 646-200-3838. We love people to call and give your input on, you know, whatever, or just show your love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we definitely appreciate you calling tonight, you know, because, hey, without you callers and listeners, we wouldn't be about nothing.
You're right, T.
So those of you who are calling in, those of you who are listening, pass the word on. Pass the word on about
you. Exactly.
Tell your friends, so they can tell their friends.
I'm definitely going to let my people know.
Yeah.
Definitely going
to
let them
know. You know, because like we say, we welcome everyone. As you can tell, we don't tolerate with, you know, craziness. We just love to have a great time and a good time. And, you know, like I said, I am so feeling, I'm feeling it because you even called and took the time out. The questions you were asking are very great questions. And I think that we have picked up Dre back on the line. Dre, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, okay.
Oh, there goes, oh, all right.
Yeah, we have dons and divas. We don't call you guys, men, whatever. We have dons and divas on the line.
Oh, okay.
So you're
dons
one of our
divas.
Dons.
Oh,
that's
all
right.
I'm sorry about that. I was back there sucking on a pork chop.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
You know,
well, there's nothing wrong with that.
We never want to get anybody twisted about any situation, and because of it not being twisted, I want to bring on Keith Sweat Twisted.
Ooh.
Oh, go on with your bad self, Keith.
You know how Keith
do it. Your bad self.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Kim. I think Sean telling you he got everything your body needs.
Yo, T, can I tell you something about that song?
What's that?
I got to tell you something about that song.
What's that?
See, you know what he's saying, that you twisted. Because y'all women, what y'all women be doing to men. He didn't know where he was at. That man was messed up.
Wait a minute.
A miracle. Y'all listen to them lyrics.
Miracle stuff.
Boy, oh boy,
Kim and
boy,
Sean have made a miracle happen tonight on Geeky Palace.
Kim, you got that miracle stuff?
I do. Yes, I do.
Oh, snap.
Okay. You got the miracle, I got the magic, so it's a beautiful
thing. The miracle and the magic.
Oh, suck it now.
Like, shake your ass, watch yourself. They about to show them what they working with.
Oh, that's a rub it down. Don't be part of that, boy. Smack it.
You know what,
Missy?
I'm loving it. You know, when I first got paired up with Dallas, when Dallas was telling me about the show, he's like, here, call in. Like, y'all guys are doing great things.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate that, Kim. I mean, it makes a difference when we have the callers telling us that we're doing great and big things.
Yes, so much.
I mean, it really, really, it just makes it better.
It does.
You know, when we know that we're doing big things and great things, and we're making you all proud and wanting to listen to what we're talking about.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, and so I want to commend you on that comment, and if I can, get a hand clap from that one.
Oh, give you a four, give you a four.
Look. Let's do some hand clapping here. We get a great comment, you know, and to let us know that we're doing great and big things, we really appreciate that, seriously.
Y'all really are. Y'all got hand claps and a whole, wow, oh, boy.
Thank you, Sean. Yes.
Claps and
like I say, we do big things here. I love fantasy, GQ Palace, period. You know, and feel free to tune in to any of the shows.
They're all great.
Every last one of them.
Great.
So if you're a sports fanatic, make sure you tune in on Tuesdays. If you want to act a fool on Mondays, that's our XX rated show. You do and say what you want to say.
X-rated.
We have two episodes on Monday.
Yes.
As Rachel told you.
Make sure your kids are nowhere around.
Exactly.
Nowhere around
what kind
on of, Monday
what,
show.
What's the X-rated?
It's love, lies, and loyalty.
They hold no bars.
Wow. If you can't handle it, don't call.
One of those shows.
And Sundays, spiritual Sundays, if you want to just give, you know, hey, if you want to give a testimony and say, hey, I'm just thankful for being alive.
Mm.
We have
yes.
two beautiful hosts as special guests every Sunday. Make sure that you tune in then, too. Fridays, that's a big shift.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, mm-hmm. you know, we said with our CEO, the only and ultimate rich money. He does big things. We have up-and-coming artists. We have a general question. And they get it in. We all get it in. You know, and that's 6 to 9. You know, and like I said, you're welcome to each show. The more, the merrier. That's the way I look at it. The more, the merrier.
About that.
You know.
Wow.
And right now we have faithful. We have, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And his show has been hosted for a whole year. A whole year.
Okay.
So, you know, if you know anybody that's like an up-and-coming artist or author, whatever, we will make it happen to push the people out, you know, to know, let the, and this is nationwide also.
So now I'm definitely doing it big. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Now what time is this show over?
This one that we talk on now.
What time is your show?
10.
At 10.
p.m. 8 to 10.
Oh, okay. 8 to 10.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You know, and okay. We try to have a grown and sexy topic every Wednesday along with our slow jams. Because the Diva Squad do not play.
Yes.
We make it happen.
Action, everything.
You hear the Divas, right?
Meow.
Everything. Nothing wrong with that at all. As long as I can make Kim do a little prayer, I'll be all right.
Ooh. And I think you've done that. Kim, you got kind of quiet on the side.
I know Kim has a big smile on her face.
You know she do. Kool-Aid smile.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. There you go. I thought you ran out on me for a minute.
No. I'm driving, so.
Oh, okay.
You're doing a lot of driving.
Okay.
Where are you going, to Boston?
Oh, you drive too?
Yeah, I drive.
You could drive and meet up halfway.
Oh, snap.
Sounds good to me.
Like I said, Kim and Sean definitely hold the line so the switchboard operator can get, you know, the information for each other. And, you know, y'all can turn it up. And you know what? I'm talking about turning it up, right? I want to turn this up by John Alston featuring Jada Kiss. Let's turn this up a notch.
Alright, let's do it. Yeah. Hey! Y'all wanna fuss with us? Come across that boat, we burn it up. And all I ask is you with me is turn it up. Come on.
Yo, exclusive ones on my feet, Dickie shorts with the crease. Even if you're from the streets, music suits the savage beat. Nothing like making love in the shower, in the tub, in the car, in the truck. That's when you turn it up. Me and you, you and me, all night in the suite. 9 to 4, 10 to 3. Lot of liquor, plenty trees. Back scratching, head grabbing, toes curl. Both earl, it's your world, so thorough. Matter of fact, you go, girl. Non-stop, get it in. Take a breather, hit again. Best part of this whole thing, we every bit of friends. That's what make it better, though. Think it make you wetter though, but that's in God's hands, something we'll never know. And you gotta give it to me, cause I'm kinda clever though. And I speak my mind all the time, it's whatever yo. But you done learned enough, and I gotta burn it up. But all I ask for you to do is just turn it up.
Friday night off in Katana, all these girls dressed in Gabbana, spotted bun I never seen.
Did you come alone?
It's so lovely just to see ya, even lovelier to meet ya. Won't you let me buy your drink?
Would you slip it on?
Now baby, I'll be honest, when I first saw ya, I couldn't help but think about what you were like in bed. I ain't trying to sweat ya, I know that I just met ya. But would you agree if I said we need to
be alone?
My car is right outside. And it ain't too far of a drive over to my place. I know all the right songs to play. Cause I tell you, it ain't nothing like making all kind of
nothing. Put some music,
turn the music up. Off up in the ride, cruising down sunset. Girl, your CC bun is smelling so good to me. I wanna love you, Usher, cause I know you need it nice and slow. I'm like genuine, you got me. So let me play Tyrese for my sweet lady. Now I know just what Jen meant when she said it.
Funny
how time flies. All kind of love.
mind changes. Turn my letter.
Now I'm grown, girl. And if it hit you with one time, you be gone, girl. Let's get it on,
girl.
We'll let the Marvin Gaye play while Jay do it all night long,
girl.
I'm in the zone,
girl.
Turn up your radio and I guarantee that you hear one of my songs,
girl.
I write hits, got a crib with an elevator and it ain't dropped one single on my own,
girl.
But back to the groove, let the baton form. Maybe you want more and I'm built to last. Slow motion to fast. We'll have a blast hit spots you ain't even know you had. So here's an idea, we ain't waiting for the crib. Pull over the 550, let's do it right here. And it's evening, I'm like a dope fiend, I need a little more
and
love.
And I tell
baby,
you, it ain't nothing like making all kind of love.
Turn it up. Woo-wee. Woo. Wow. Bam, boom.
I mean, how much turning up can you really do?
As much as possible. As much as possible.
I heard that. Sean, did you express what you were thankful for?
Sean?
Did we lose him? Did we lose Sean?
I think he was in the process of leaving his information with
the switchboard operator. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's cool.
That's right. We need that information.
No, I'm still here, ladies. I'm still here.
Hey, you want to tell us what you're thankful for?
Well, I'm actually thankful for waking up this morning. I thank God for blessing me with the job I have over 20 years.
Wow.
I'm also thankful for, like, me and Kim tonight. I think it's a beautiful thing. And I'm thankful for me and all y'all as well, you know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Beautiful, Sean. Beautiful.
And that is a blessing, 20 years.
Yes, it is.
That's
the
a blessing.
Job, you know.
I hope I'll be on mine for 20 years.
That's Kia speaking. You know, she's
Kia?
One of our faithful callers.
And T, I'm going to be out of town next week. I'm going to be calling in. So, you know,
I'm talking about.
Late because I got to be in Chicago next week, and I can't believe I got to travel next week. I cannot believe I got to go to Chicago next week.
That's okay, honey. Like you said, you're still supporting the Diva Squad.
Exactly.
You know, by all means.
My phone is already plugged.
That means so much to us. I'm serious. You know, because without you guys, we would be somebody, but you all make it so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally want to say from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
I'm sure the other divas,
yep.
They're saying the same thing.
Yes.
Definitely. Great.
You know,
great.
You guys really make it, you know, faithful callers. It's just a good feeling, period.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
You know, and Sean, I'm going to say it again and over again. You know, I appreciate you calling tonight and the hookup with you and Kim.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I really do appreciate that.
Honestly, wow.
And Kim, I'm
okay,
really serious. I want your number, Kim.
Well, I already left the number for you. Don't worry.
It says something when we actually have listeners that call in, and that lets us know that we're doing a good job.
Right.
Because if we weren't, there would be no callers. There would be no listeners.
Right.
And, you know, we have to be grateful for that.
Because
even
way.
Though we're here, without them, like you said, T, we would be somebody, but we wouldn't have the show that we have.
Exactly.
I'm grateful. I wanna say thanks to DQ Palace for giving me the opportunity to work with you wonderful ladies. I wanna thank you ladies for being such wonderful co-hosts and hosts and hostesses and all that good stuff. I am grateful. I am grateful. And I too wanna say thanks to all the callers, especially the faithful, you know, callers.
Yes.
Kim, being Kim, one of them. We have Shelly. I know Shelly's not there. Kia. Oh my God.
Andre.
Dre. Sean. I'm grateful. Thank you guys. And or should I say Dons and Divas?
Dons and Divas.
Yes. Yes.
Because I have a feeling Sean is going to make it his responsibility to call.
I'm going to call.
Because he know he going to hear his sweet thing on here. And I can
really
hear, look, I can hear her grinning from ear to ear, and she ain't saying jack yet.
Minnie Mouse smile on the face. Big Minnie Mouse smile on the face.
Yes.
And I would like to do a Friday show, you know, to speak to your host, you know. But I
That's
think you did a great thing with the ladies, you know. Y'all got very, y'all style and y'all persona is unique, you know. Y'all got elegant ways and exquisite styles on how y'all doing y'all thing. And it's a good thing. It's a real good
thing.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
And with that being said, you wanting to speak to the CEO at the end of the show, you just make sure you get the switchboard operator, your information, and she'll make it happen. She will make
all
it
right,
happen.
All right.
With the CEO,
I plan on leaving my information anyway for Kim, so.
Right. So, therefore, it will go into play.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Mm-hmm. This is a beautiful thing tonight, you know.
This is a great show.
A great show. Tune in. Because right now I got to take care of some things. Because I want the switchboard operator to get back at me. Because I want to leave my number for Kim. But I want all y'all ladies.
Sweet.
Y'all have a happy and blessed Thanksgiving.
You too, Sean.
And I'll
thanks
be listening to the shows in. And I will be back in next weekend though.
You're all
welcome.
Right?
We have juicy topics every single week.
And be sure to watch the other shows also.
All right. Y'all ladies have a beautiful night. You too, the guy that's on the phone. I don't know his name, but
right.
You too.
Right,
yes.
Thank you again, Sean.
All right.
Thank you, Sean.
She like,
Hey, Kim. Hey, Kim.
Huh?
Kim, you better not be forgetting us neither.
Oh, I'm not. Don't be forgetting us neither.
Yeah, I definitely want to thank you for being here tonight and making that love connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't had that, but I'm glad that we did because of Rama and the hey, if we can make the next one happy, it's a good thing.
Hey, T, you know they say it's always the first time for everything.
Everything. but where they do it best at? GQ Palace.
GQ Palace.
Ain't nothing like GQ Palace. Nationwide, everybody can hear that love connect. Ow.
Ew.
and who's trying to get it in tonight anyway for the Thanksgiving holiday? Why you took it? Doggone it, Kim and Sean made me upset. Now I got to go and make look at my little book and see who I can call and make a love connect tonight.
Hey, you said look in the book?
Yeah, I'm looking at my little black book. Bump that. I want to make some things happen tonight, too.
Everybody else doing it, why not me?
You know.
Hey, listen, ain't nothing wrong with a little love connection.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind, either.
Hey.
That's what a combination of Medea and Wendy Williams.
I tell you how I'm doing. I'm doing just great.
As you look through that black book, huh?
There you go. Very smart, Kim. I love you already. You know, you run about faith for callers, but what had happened was, I ain't talking about it. I'll tell y'all about it next week. That'll be another episode for next week. But right now, my thing is, I'm proud of Kim and Sean, man. My little heart just going tick, 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 and smelling like it's me.
Where is that applause?
And on that note, Kim, what are you thankful for, sweetie? You got a lot to be thankful for tonight.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, I do. I have to say I'm thankful for DC Chalice for my love connection tonight.
Uh-huh.
I'm thankful for Sean, of course. I'm looking forward to some fun with Sean. And I'm thankful for, you know, my family, my friends.
Right.
You know, of course, my little ones. I love them all. I love them all. And look, I'm thankful that I'll be in this kitchen slaving tonight.
But be thankful that God gave you the strength to do it right.
Exactly. I thank him and I praise him every single day, every minute of the day, because without him, I wouldn't be here. So,
Amen.
And you know what, Kim, on that note, I just want to say I'm thankful for you because you are a faithful caller. Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
I commend you. I love you as a sister, you know, and it's just a beautiful thing that we have such faithful people on here.
Right.
Because you don't have to take out the time to do it, but you do.
Exactly.
And it makes the difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with time running down, I wanna holler at my other divas.
Uh-huh.
Jen, I want to, you know, I know you have already said it, but I want to hear it again. What are you thankful for?
Well, you know what? I've said what I said, but you know what? One thing that I'm thankful for is the man above.
Exactly.
Because without him, where I am right now, through all the stress I've been through and pain, but he gives me the chance to wake up every morning and change one thing, or to say one thing that I'm grateful for.
Right.
But there's so much, and he gives you that option to say what you're grateful
uh-huh.
for.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Also grateful for the listeners and the callers.
Okay. Rachel, sweetheart.
Yeah.
My sweetheart. Go ahead, Cougar.
I am grateful. I am definitely grateful for my relationship with the Lord. I'm grateful for forgiveness, because the Lord knows the person that I used to be, I am definitely not, you know, today. And I know that tomorrow and in the future that I'm going to be even better. So I'm just so grateful for God and the gift of forgiveness, and I'm grateful for GQ Palace for allowing me to be a part of the bride, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the Diva Squad. Thank you, ladies, for being, you know, having such open arms and allowing me to be a part of what we do tonight. And on that note, I'm done.
Wow,
what are you?
Beautiful.
Steve,
beautiful.
What are you grateful
beautiful.
For?
Thanks.
Oh, you know what? Wow. Y'all guys about to bring tears to my eyes.
Oh, Steve.
I am grateful for my Diva Squad, my CEO, most of all, and first of all, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where I am, I don't have, like, a media family. Mm-hmm. But I got you guys. Y'all are my family.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank, you know, the whole entire GQ family for having me as a family. As long as I got you guys, I've got a big family.
Wow.
I got love. You know, I don't have to go to no psych to talk to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I can go to my GQ family when in doubt, they're there for me. So if any listeners, callers, you ever have any problems, guess what? GQ family will hear you out because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We love you all.
Wow.
There's no shame in our game about what we do. Mm-hmm. We're there for you guys. By any means necessary, we love to make you smile. We make love to make you laugh. But at the end of the day, if you need us, we're here for you.
Yeah.
We are family.
Aww.
And once you enter to this family,
man,
you can't get no better. You can't get
yeah,
any better.
Oh, that's right.
And I just want to say I love you guys. I do. I truly, truly love you guys from the bottom of my heart.
Unfortunately,
we're running out of time.
I know. I hate this part. I hate this part.
But I do want to say,
and you know, it seems like when you always get. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And wow, man, this is. Go ahead, Jen. I can't do it right now. Go ahead.
You know, it's, and it's always when you get to the best part.
Yeah.
It's when you have to go.
Yeah. Well, don't forget to tune in, everybody, to all the other nights during the week that we have our shows. Wow. And happy Thanksgiving to all. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Bless
and
you.
Thank you.
Travel safe, those who are traveling, and keep God first.
Always.
Yes.
Always.
I love y'all and good night and happy Thanksgiving.
I love you guys too. I'm gonna request that So Fine by Chris Babuza. But I may not be saying the name right. I'm filled up right now. Seriously, I love you guys. Definitely have a blessed, safe, and prosperous Thanksgiving. Because this is what we do at GQ Palace. But we're going to take it out with Chris Bosa.
Right.
And thanks to all the callers, listeners, everything. Kim and Sean, may y'all have a blessed union, you know, and this come to something great. I love every last one of you guys. That being said, we're out of here.
Good night.
Hey, y'all, baby. Yeah. Fine print music. I think I know your name.
Yeah.
And my melody. Hey,
hey.
I seen this shorty last night by the bar. Looking so right, I seen it from afar. All right. Now I'm making my way across the floor. I seen that exit sign by the back door. I'm thinking, oh yeah.
Follow me
and see what we can be. I know you'll say, oh yeah.
little fake it, you get on it, on it.
Like it's so fine to me. So won't you come ride with me?
Baby girl.